Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. It is a big Friday tailgate party with us, brought to you by Galease Services. With the Backyard Brawl tomorrow and Sunday, more Justin Fields as the Steelers look to go 2-0 and beat the Broncos in Denver. Last night, after the Dolphins-Bills game, former Steeler and future Hall of Famer Patrick Peterson, my new First in Pod co-host, joined me to break down every game. And when we got to Steelers-Broncos, Pat said this on the quarterback situation. I think it depends on what Justin does over the next 2 weeks. If Justin goes 3-0, and Jerry Dulac is saying that Fields is going to start Sunday and then the home opener, Pat said if he goes 3-0, I think coach will give him the keys to the car because he is now the hot hand, saying that after being in that building last year, he believes that Tomlin does not have the loyalty to Russell Wilson to just give him the job back. So that is one man's perspective, but one man who lived through it last year. Speaking of Patrick Peterson, we have his cousin on the hotline right now, presented by Sullivan Super Service. You know him as Steelers Super Bowl champion, Brian McFadden, a man who works for CBS Sports and also picked the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl on last week's show, and probably feels mighty fine that they're off to a 1-0 start and their defense looks like it is playing at an elite level. All right, B-Mac, let's get your opinion here on what's going on at quarterback. I told you what Pat Pete said. He thinks that it'll be Fields' job until he screws it up. Do you agree?
Well, I feel like if Justin, you know, with that hypothetical being 3-0, and if we're 3-0 and Justin is thriving within the offense, no question, I think it's going to be hard to just sit here and say, let's rock the boat.
What if it's 3-0 and each game looks like the one against Atlanta?
No.
No?
I think if that's the case, that's a great scenario, by the way. If that's the case, I think you insert Russell into the lineup because you're basically winning the ball games solely because of two factors, special teams and defense. You know what I mean? So week one, our defense and Chris Boswell led to us winning that ball game. Now, the great thing about what Justin did, he didn't have any turnovers. You know, turnovers can kind of switch the momentum in the game instantly, and that was a bright spot. But outside of that, let's keep it real. We beat Atlanta because our defense and because of Chris Boswell just making unbelievable kicks.
B-Mac, Arthur Smith yesterday said the reason that the Steelers, I'm sure you've probably seen it too, there's that next-gen stats pass chart where literally Justin Fields did not attempt one throw in the middle of the field. It was all on the outside of the hash marks and mostly outside the numbers. Arthur Smith got asked about that, and he said, their Jason Bourne, their game wrecker on defense is Jesse Bates. I know Jesse Bates well. He patrols the middle of the field. That's why I didn't have a game plan targeting the middle of the field. Didn't want to let that guy ruin things for us. Do you buy that from Arthur Smith as an explanation, or is he covering for his quarterback?
I think two things can be true. I do believe he felt that high regards in terms of Jesse Bates, but I also do believe he felt like he didn't want to put his quarterback in harm's way and allowing that area of the football field to be available in the passing game. And now, let's keep it real. It's week one. You know, Russell was filling in for the starting quarterback, and when it comes to the trust factor and believing in your quarterback to do what he needs to do when targeting the middle of the football field, maybe the trust factor wasn't all the way there for Coach Arthur in terms of Justin being smart with the football.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you have to respect what he says as a coach and his views, because he felt like that was the best opportunity for the offense to be in position to win the ball game. And most importantly, it worked. We won. Yeah, you didn't get a lot from the offense, but you saw timely play surface when need be, and we were able to cash in on those said opportunities.
Bryant, it's one thing for Mike Tomlin in January to say to Kenny Pickett, we're going to go with the hot hand Mason Rudolph. Kenny Pickett doesn't have a Super Bowl and isn't likely headed to the Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson is. If in 2 weeks Mike Tomlin basically tells Russell Wilson, you've lost your job for now because of injury, how do you think that sits with an elite veteran player?
I think definitely it wouldn't sit well, because he's a competitor and he never got a fair shake to show what he could do in meaningful football in the regular season with the ones. But unfortunately, that's just how the game goes sometimes in the National Football League. You know, the old saying, that's just how the cookie crumbles. But I like to add something to that. But it's still your job to eat the crumbles, the crumbs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So just be patient, be ready whenever your name is called. But if that was to happen, I mean, that's just the nature of the National Football League. You basically saw that, like you said, last year with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Kenny Pickett never got back into the saddle even when he was healthy. So we've seen it done before. It wouldn't be the first time that happened. We just had that situation surface last year.
B-Mac, I got another situation I really need. I'm not going to lead the witness here with you, but I was very possibly running around this building cheering 2 years ago on draft night, or the day after the draft, when the Steelers took Broderick Jones. I thought that was the pick to make. I was thrilled that they got him. And now apparently he cannot beat out Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle, a guy who can only play left tackle and I don't think has played it all that well in his career. What's going on there, you think, with Jones and with Moore?
I do not know. And you talked about when we drafted Jones, I was elated also. But then when he jumped into the lineup last year, you remember the mauler that he was?
Yes, he was mauling like crazy.
Oh, my goodness, how improved the running game was, and we were just running behind 77 and no one can get around him and the job he was doing. And now, you know, it's like, okay, it's almost like this, guys, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like what we saw from Broderick last year was like a vet, and this year is like his rookie year. He's trying to figure things out.
Well, he seems like he's hurt too, but like I just don't know why that, you know, you say that he was mauling people last year, and he was. I thought it was even more impressive he did that as a rookie at the position they didn't even draft him to play, and now it's like they don't want to let him go and start being a left tackle,
and now
which
he's
is what they drafted him to
for
be.
This game on Sunday, B-Mac.
It's just
he's
driving
out.
Me crazy.
He's going to the bench.
Yes. I. You know what? I think that's – this sounds like this is a conversation that could resolve the issue. Yo, Broderick, what do you feel more comfortable with? On which side of the line, left or right? Because to your point, last year, outstanding performances. This year, you go back to where you're supposed to go, and it's like you're trying to figure things out. And I never played either tackle in the game of
football.
Well,
they haven't even let him, BMAC, they haven't even really let him work at left tackle. Like, Fautanu is going to play right tackle this week. We already know that. They clearly like him. The thing that drives me nuts is they're not even letting him work out of the position that Omar Khan said they drafted him to play. They just keep throwing Dan Moore out there.
Yes.
And roll the ball out to Dan Moore and let 65 get after it, man.
Yeah, and that's the confusing part that we are trying to figure out. They won't even let him, and maybe, you know, within the building, there's some things that's going on that we haven't seen when it comes to practices, when it comes to individual periods and things like that, that has given them a vote of confidence in Dan more so than Broderick.
Bryant, the Steelers are favored in this game. They're not a huge favorite. I would be stunned if they lost, though. I know crazy things have happened. They did lose to Tim Tebow there. But I just have a very good feeling about the Steelers in this game. Do you?
I do. But it's certain places that I'm always concerned with when it comes to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
You guys are diehard fans,
yes.
Right? And our listeners are diehard fans also. And anytime we play 4:25 or 4 p.m. hour Eastern Standard Time and we're always out west somewhere, like, prime example, anytime we used to go to Oakland,
yep.
Oh.
It didn't matter how bad the Raiders were. It didn't matter. It didn't matter how good we were. Anytime we went to Oakland, if something happens where it's a freaking four-quarter ball game against a bad team and you're biting your nails trying to figure out, can we win this ball game? It always happens. And Denver is a spot where sometimes we've struggled there. Now, week two is still the week of unknowns because you only seen 1 week of play from either side. So you don't know exactly what either team has. Prime example, last night, Miami, Buffalo. Right, you can throw your opinion about who you think were the better team, but you don't know. So for Pittsburgh, while you go through this process of figuring things out, like the rest of the National Football League, you have to do what you did last week. And one thing I know about figuring things out, the best way to do so is to establish the game within the game at the trenches, right? And this is a favorable matchup for our defensive front. That offensive line gave up some bunnies last week to Seattle, some gimmies. If we can go ahead and exploit those matchups, that can jumpstart everything else for our team. And T.J. Watt, I don't know why people all of a sudden just raving about T.J. Watt based on what he did last week. He always been that guy. He's always been him. Like, he is him. Now people are saying, yeah, T.J. Watt this. He's been doing that since birth. That's who he's been, especially since we're 90. But T.J. Watt is the most valuable player on our team, and he leads by example based on his production. So I like us to win this ball game, but outside of us just winning the game, you know what I really love? The under.
Oh.
I love the under.
Okay, thank you, BMAC, for that piece of gambling advice. We do appreciate that on the show.
This potentially could be a Will Lutz and Chris Boswell type game.
I would love for that to happen, and he'll tell you why.
I made a bet. I said if we don't score a touchdown and win, I have a Willie Stargell game use bat. I will let a listener swing that bat and hit me in the butt as hard as they want on Monday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Can we like see that on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. We'll put it on Instagram Live.
Like
we'll do it.
So Pittsburgh, they have to win the ball
like
game.
Like 15-12, they win. No touchdowns for the Steelers.
Again.
Five Boswell field goals, and they win. Somebody gets to take a Willie Stargell game-used bat
case
and hit Pony in the butt with it.
Hey, Pony, you know how nervous you're going to be. It's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and the score is 9-3.
If that happens, I'm going to text Andrew's wife, and I'm going to say, can you please put him on, like, Instagram Live right now? We all want to see what this is like.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I would definitely join that live.
BMAC, you're the best. We'll talk next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
See ya. Bryant McFadden, NFL on CBS.
It makes me feel better but also worse that he is as baffled as we are about the Jones stuff.
Agreed. We are 3 minutes away from an open phone Friday. It's moved up to 3:30 today because we've got a loaded show for the Backyard Brawl preview and for Steelers Broncos. We've got Mark Cabali for a full hour starting in about 15 minutes. So you have time, 10 minutes. You can call in and chime in on anything you want, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Seth Lundy is here, screening calls. He is ready to go. The voice of the fan, your chance. We give it to you once a week to chime in on whatever you want, and it starts in 3 minutes, 412-928-9370. So get in queue now, first a headline.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.